Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everyone. Glad to have you guys with us. I am in remote status. That's right. I'm coming to you guys from North Dakota, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and going to have a lot of fun talking about various things that are going on up here. Don and Ava, you're here too. Good to hear from you.
We're here.
Yep, you're there. I'm here, and we are going to have a lot of fun talking about the outdoors, as we always do. So stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Well, hey, you guys. I don't see you in person, but hey.
How's the weather up yonder there in the North Country?
Fantastic. It's been warm consistently. We've had a good breeze the last couple days. I would say in North Dakota, when they say there's a breeze, it's about 20 plus miles an hour.
Oh, that's a breeze up there.
Yeah, that's a breeze. And yesterday we had late in the day, we had some storms roll through, but we got our fish and just had a blast. It's been nothing less than fantastic. I mean, having been up here for so many years with the tour, both in the FLW and the National Walleye Tour, it kind of is like coming back to old home week.
Sure. Let me ask, were the fish just where you thought they would be?
Actually, they kind of were. Oh. I wanted to play with some different spots, but, the crazy part about Devil's Lake, obviously it's a flooded reservoir, and we're going to be talking a little bit with Kyle Blanchfield from Woodland Resort a little bit later in the show, but, it's all everything's flooded. So we're actually fishing one of the spots. It's called the Golden Highway, and it's actually a road that when the lake flooded, you're in about 16 feet of water over the top of the road. So you can fish either on top of the road, it's blacktop, or you can fish the ditches. Wherever those fish, are relating to based on the weather, you fish in that particular area.
Sure.
And, we've been fishing with Max Twin Blades, some bouncers, both crawlers and leeches. We actually switched. We went to the leeches. We switched to a bead and a plain hook when it got a little finicky. And then today was out just crazy. We had you can fish with two rods, and I had three doubles with just myself, with two fish at the same time on one in my right hand, one rod in the left hand.
Two rods. How do you reel?
You put one on the butt seat, you tuck one underneath your butt and sit on it, and then you reel the other one in, and that's the way that works. So, yeah, it's entertaining to say the least, but had a lot of fun. We had several triples today with the guys in the boat. We had two other guys in the boat, and it was a lot of fun. There's a ton of fish out here, and there's so many ways to catch fish out here. You can cast crankbaits, you can use bobbers, you can bottom bounce, you can lead core, troll crankbaits. But there's so many ways to fish, and the DNR has done a great job up here in fish management. and you know, we'll talk about the other details with Kyle, but you know, for me, when you have a bunch of guys that have never been here before, you know, we'd normally gone to Lake of the Woods with these guys, and there are some issues with one of the resorts up there, so we switched to go out here as kind of a let's try something different instead. Yeah, try something different. So it's definitely different, you know, and we literally have gone all over the lake trying different spots, and we've caught fish on every single spot. And graphs are super important. You've got to be able to read the graph, see if there's fish. If there's not fish, don't fish. If you don't see them on the graph, move on. Right. And it's the same in a lot of there's a lot of fisheries that you'll see the same scenario, South Dakota-wise. Oahe, where I won the event in 2010, you go up there and fish. If you pull up on a point, Main Lake Point, and you don't see any fish, move on. And, you know, you can cover a lot of spots that way that you know, I'm not going to waste time and be unproductive. Especially, you know, Don, you and I have talked about the graphs and, you know, the sonar systems. There's a lot of them out there, but you don't need to have a high-end sonar system to work in this body of water. You can mark fish, you'll see where they're at, and go fish them. The only thing you have to be careful of is there's a lot of trees and debris laying on the bottom. So sometimes it's a floating jig head, or you go with a shorter leader. Don't go with a long leader, because otherwise it ends up being a lesson in how many rigs can you tie in an afternoon. So one of our guys pulled up a 30-foot at top of a tree, pulled it, he actually got it in the boat, and we kind of used it for a joke. So it was like the trophy of the day.
Right.
But
There's even... Isn't there not even in some areas, there's actually buildings that are still underwater that were flooded?
Yeah, in an area called Howard's Farm, they have white freight liners that are still parked, and they're in and underwater. There's the old big TV dishes that you'd get for satellite dish.
Yep.
I caught a 2-pound walleye underneath one of those. You can cast into the grain silos. Some of the storage barns, same thing. It's crazy. Basically, the people are told you just leave your stuff, and they did. There's one area called Patience Point. A number of years ago, I was trolling on it, and I thought, I'm looking at my graph. It was before we had down imaging, and I looked, and I'm like, oh, look at that. There's a bunch of fish right there. This is great. And I got 4 lead core rods out with crankbaits on them, and all of them at once got snagged. And about a year later, year and a half later, we came back and I had the down imaging. It was a manure spreader. I had fully hooked all 4 rods into the manure spreader and lost 3 of the 4.
Right. Now that's live and learn there.
You are correct. Well, tell you what, guys, we're going to come right back, and we're going to be talking with Kyle Blanchfield of Woodland Resort. He's going to give us a little history of Devil's Lake and all the cool stuff that's going on with this lake. You are not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.